B's feeling it.
I like this song. I like what you're trying to say, Landfill.
You always got to think subliminal messaging with Professor Landini. All right, man. Simple question. This Trey Hendrickson thing is not going away in Cincinnati. The Bengals are kind of dug in. Hendrickson now seems legitimately pissed.
Should be.
Could Washington use an elite pass rusher? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does Washington need to take care of their own house with Terry McLaurin? Hell yes. Can you do both?
Probably so.
Our friend Kerwin texted me. Said,
I asked you this question.
Okay.
Are they one player away from being where they need to be?
No.
Okay. So.
They're close, though.
They're close, but they're not one player. And I'm just waiting for the calls to come through.
All right. Let's go to our guy Dan is in Fairfax. What up, Danny boy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
Thanks for calling, bud.
B. Mitch, I wanted to say it was an honor to meet you at Rudy's. That I know it was quite a while ago.
But, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. The other day, somebody said that you were truculent. Well, when Howard Cosell was talking to Muhammad Ali and he called him truculent, Muhammad Ali said, yeah, that if that's good, that's me.
being
truculent.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
But, Terry McLaurin is my favorite player, and, I really think that they should concentrate on signing him. I like Hendrickson a lot. I think what did he get, 17 sacks last year? But I think the price would be too steep, so I think we just concentrate on Terry. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Danny. 17 and a half, I believe, in each of the last two seasons.
He can make
their
lives miserable, though.
Dude, people have this, concern about it's not your money.
Yeah.
As long as they can, and these are contract extensions, so the money wouldn't hit until 26.
Yep.
Let's go to Nick and welcome. Nick, what do you want him to do
fellas.
Here?
Where's welcome?
I tell you what, this is not going to be a very popular phone call, but I'm telling you, I think we're closer with the defensive end to where we need to be. And as of 2 years ago, people were still on the fence if Terry McLaurin was the number one receiver. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Terry McLaurin. But the bottom line is a great quarterback came along, Messiah came along, and made Terry McLaurin that number one receiver. And who's to say he can't do that with a kid or a free agent and do the same thing with his arm and the way he plays football? And I noticed people were like, oh, this and that. I love Terry McLaurin. But 15 to 17 sacks a year, that's closer to me to get into a Super Bowl than having. We have wide receivers, fellas. You know, like I said, 2 years ago, he wasn't even considered by most commentators to be in a one receiver in the NFL.
I don't.
You know what?
I don't know.
People
that
also say that Jesus wasn't the right one either. So I don't buy what the commentators say. He was getting 1,000 yards with bum ass quarterbacks.
Well, I agree, Brian, but what makes us closer? What makes us close to the Super Bowl?
So get rid of your top receiver, and you take a step back offensively and go get you a defensive end. So guess what? You're still not where you're supposed to be. You took a step back to come back to where you possibly are, or still be farther back to what you are now.
Not if you have a young receiver coming up.
Nick, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If you look at what Cincinnati's doing, they clearly chose to pay their receivers and let Hendrickson be pissed off, right?
Yeah. They've been a terrible organization for years, going back to Paul Brown.
They've been in a Super Bowl in the last five. I very much disagree with you about Terry McLaurin. If you're having a broader position value debate about an elite D-end versus a receiver, I can hear that. I don't put Terry in the same company it seems you do.
It's hard to coach football with your heart. Bill Belichick, he did it. He's at people, brought new people in, wound them in, and that's the way he won the Super Bowl.
Yep, and when Tom Brady left, he couldn't
come
win.
Off like I'm a hater, but I love my football team, don't get me wrong. But some guys can come in and get a lot better and make up, but no one's going to come in with 12, 15, 16 sacks, man.
But it's not automatic that he'll do it again this year either.
I appreciate the call.
My thing is, like, listen, to be honest with you, like you said, a guy could come in and pick up. Somebody could come in and be that guy, too. But I don't think it's easy to go get 13 touchdowns either.
I agree. It's a tough argument, man. But sometimes you got to play football, coach it with your head, not your heart. And believe me, I'm a Redskin fanatic, man. And it hurts it seems for me to say it. But I'm trying to get a Super Bowl before I leave this earth, man. That's where I'm at.
Listen, right, man, it's a good discussion. Thanks for the call, all right?
All right, buddy.
Yep.
I don't think we agree, but it's a good discussion. Yep. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Paul's in D.C. Paul, what do you think, man?
Be Mitch, man. I school these cats. This dude just said what he said, man. Listen, Terry McLaurin has been putting up numbers without a serious quarterback, but people forget he hasn't even had a number two receiver to take the pressure off him. You're talking about T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase both had each other. So that's number one. Number two, ask him what was New England's best season when they went 19-0. Who did they have on their team that made them to go past the stratosphere? It was Randy Moss.
Them cats been running like Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss. Randy Moss made Tom Brady so much better. So all these cats, listen, we made the championship with Terry McLaurin. We ain't do nothing with Hendricks yet. So all that they talking is bull crap, man. We signing Terry McLaurin. If we get a rusher on the edge, then we get one in the draft that's much younger and a lot more vibrant. If we can get Henderson, of course we would want him. And I would dare to say you might want to trade De'Ron Payne for him and a pick. Man, I will give up two future first-round picks if that's what it takes without subtracting from my team because we're that close, like you guys said. At the end of the day, the only reason B-Mitch why they don't like Terry McLaurin is because he doesn't fit their physical eye traits that's prevalent throughout the league. If this guy was 6'1 or 6'2 like Jefferson in Minnesota and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, mm-hmm. they'd be like, pay him. But
now, I just think
on,
he has to be.
I think you're nuts at this point.
If he was drafted in the first round, they wouldn't be saying this.
Ja'Marr Chase is 6 foot tall, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the problem with people. People just think, well, you're drafted. He was drafted in the third round, but he's performing like first rounders.
My
better than a lot of them.
And guess what? No matter what you say, this guy is a top 10 wide receiver.
Hell yes.
You'll be hard-pressed to find that anywhere. He's been on your team. He's been loyal. He's been dedicated. No problem. Man, that's priceless right there.
Paul, it's a great call.
I'm with you, Paul.
That Pats team went 18-1. They didn't quite get the 19-0. Oh, God. White Brian's celebrating. Thank you, Paul. We haven't heard from White Brian in days. He was wearing his pink shirt, though. Don't think I didn't notice.
Yeah,
Bill
Piggy.
Old Piggy.
You ain't my man with the pink, huh?
Something about the pinky. Bill is in Delaware. Bill, where do you weigh in, dude?
I say you got to take Terry for sure. That's your first priority. Forget Hendrickson because you got to trade away draft picks for him. I think Adam Peters does great in the draft room. And go after Ramsey because if you have Ramsey – then you have Lattimore, Ramsey, and Sanders as your cornerbacks. That gives you a lot more time to get the line pressure on the quarterback.
Yep. Got Amos as well.
I'd rather somebody getting pressure on the quarterback than somebody on the back end. But I hear you. Ramsey, it might not cost you a pick or anything because I believe, frankly, he's going to be on the market in a couple of days. But we'll see. Good call. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you, bud. All right, let's go to Jordan in Hagerstown.
What up, Jay?
What up, Jordan?
Hey, fellas. The guy has had no quarterback his entire career and has done nothing but perform at the highest level.
Joe Benitez on Twitter said,
"Oh boy,
give Terry whatever he desires. He went through Dan Snyder. He went through Ron Rivera. And now he deserves it all.
He was a class player throughout that.
Is.
No, I'm saying throughout all that, and
right.
He still is, yes. But you know what? I believe he's going to be taken care of. You know,
I do too. To me, the conversation is, do you think they should swing big and get this all done? I don't know. The problem with Cincy is.
See, I think sometimes you don't need to stretch yourself thin. I mean, I've watched this team, and I'm telling you, a damn good offense makes a defense better. And last year, we talk so much about they scored six, scored last possession scores to win games. Why were they able to score six possessions? to win games. Defense wouldn't give him up a lot of points. Although they weren't like top three, they still didn't give up a lot of points.
Kerwin texted me and just said, responsible spending, please. Something to that, man. I think you got to get Terry's deal done. I think they will get Terry's deal done. I don't think we need to stress about this. Now, if they decide they can walk and chew gum at the same time and get Terry done and trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Can you do that?
I'm not mad at it. I don't think since he wants to trade him. I think he ends up wearing a Tiger helmet. A Bengal helmet. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.